Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to Always Something. My name is Jamie, and we are going to dive in. One of the more intriguing public figures that I have followed over the last decade is Taylor Swift. In particular, I have followed how she's navigated a lot of the public interest in her relationships. In particular, the relationship that she is currently in with Travis Kelce. In 2024, Forbes reported that Taylor Swift has a net worth of over $1 billion. And I have become actively interested in as to why she would want to date a Travis Kelce. What it appears to me, and this is just based off of my knowledge of working with celebrities over the last however many years, the last decade or so, and also being behind the scenes and kind of supporting luxury brands, there is a major vetting process that goes into the representation and the connection of a brand. And what I have considered is, why would a person that is worth $1 billion date a man that is worth $40 million? I believe that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were brought together by a third party because they were not even like in the same circle. You know, Taylor Swift typically dates men in entertainment. Travis Kelce's previous relationship is on the complete polar opposite of the spectrum of Taylor Swift. And I wonder about the things that they share in common. And so what has happened is that Taylor Swift is now positioning herself in a different way because she is one of the largest brands in the United States. And she is connecting with the NFL, which serves as the largest brand in the United States. Of course, that has increased her net worth. Of course, that has increased public interest of those that are casual NFL fans, those that were not fans at all, and those that are just interested in all of the energy that is going into the observation of their relationship. Since being with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's persona has completely changed. And if you know what I'm referring to, you know. Now, Travis Kelce is giving dude bro vibes. In the past, that was not the persona that he had. I believe that Taylor Swift's team gave him a makeover, for lack of a better expression. A part of that makeover, and this is knowledge from people that I know that have dated public figures before, some celebrities will request access to your social media accounts as an admin to ensure that you are who you say that you are, that you're not ripping and running up and down the streets, you're not starting trouble, you're not engaging in odd, nefarious activities, and that you are a like brand that they can partner with in order to make both brands successful. Do I believe that Travis Kelce was willing to be on his best behavior if that meant he was going to date a billionaire? Yes. The jury, in my opinion, is still out about the things that they actually share in common. From the surface level, as a brand perspective, right? Taylor Swift, super successful musician and songwriter. Travis Kelce is a football player / dude bro. What do they share in common aside from the interests of what can we both get from this relationship? And I'm interested to see if once Travis Kelce retires, because he's looking down the road at that sooner rather than later, will Taylor Swift still have as much interest in him once that's over. I also believe that Travis Kelce is looking at his retirement options, right? So what does retirement look like for an athlete? They become commentators on sports networks. I believe that he's looking into acting. It's more money. And he can have access to other areas that he would not ordinarily have access should he just only be a sports commentator. I believe that Taylor Swift is fully and consciously aware of that. You don't get to be as successful as a woman like Taylor Swift without being an incredibly intellectual person. She's a very business savvy person. And I also believe that she is very much in control of this relationship. She's calling the shots. Of course, she's interested in him. And of course, she's attracted to him. But she's in charge. We know this. I also believe that just as a comms perspective, working in high-end and luxury brands, the collaboration of two large brands, similar to, for example, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, yes, she served him with a contract. She's not going to just date a guy and just hope it turns out well. Not if she's worth over $1 billion. That is off the table. Her lawyer drafted a contract and sent it to Travis Kelce's lawyer. I'd be willing to wager money on that. And told him, this is what you can say. This is what you can't say. This is what you do. This is what we don't do. This is how long we're going to be together. Because I'm trying to get some stuff done, probably with the NFL. I'm trying to put my face out there for more people to see and for the sake of business for the Taylor Swift brand. So yes, you are going to sign this contract and these are the terms of it. Do you agree? Do I think that Travis Kelce is financially compensated from Taylor Swift's brand? No. But he has now become a household name when before he was not, really. If you were a football fan, yeah. But now if you ask a 14-year-old girl who Taylor Swift is dating, they'll be able to tell you. My expectation is that going through 2025, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will still be in a relationship for the majority of the year. And I think that once he solidifies his retirement plan, then they will renegotiate the contract that they have with one another to determine what his plan will be and if that aligns with what Taylor Swift will want to do. If they break up, it is going to be a really big shift in pop culture. And I think that Taylor Swift will, of course, bounce back and be perfectly fine. And Travis Kelce will have to reassess what his brand looks like if he's not with Taylor Swift for the long haul. Those are my thoughts. Those are my expectations. I also believe that Travis Kelce really had to make a major pivot in order to be with Taylor Swift. Because if you know who he was before starting to date her, it's like they're two different people. I wonder if he was counseled into dating her. Like, how do you date someone like a Taylor Swift? What are her needs? What are her expectations? How does she communicate? How does she prefer affection? And I think that he had to kind of refigure all of that out because in the past he hadn't dated a woman like Taylor Swift before. I believe that as Travis Kelce gets older, he will ask himself more serious questions about the future he has with Taylor Swift. Do their brands for the future align? And if she serves him with an amended contract for them dating, does he have a counter request? What is he asking of her? And it's a open question because I don't know what he wants. He hasn't said as much, and also they don't do any interviews separately or together, really. Taylor Swift is now becoming such a global icon that she may not even want to do an interview again. She doesn't really have to. And it's the same thing that I was talking about in a previous podcast, was that people don't want to do interviews anymore. There isn't really any money in it, right? So give me a contract with Netflix and you guys follow me around, Netflix gets more streams, I get the Netflix contract, my fans are satisfied, my album sales go up, my concert ticket sales go up, and everybody's happy. And I have such a concern and aversion to that. And I don't believe that Travis Kelce has an intellectual interest in determining how the general public can connect in a deeper and more meaningful way about their relationship, aside from what Taylor Swift says works for her. So I'm interested to see how he plans for the future and what he thinks will work. Do I think that Taylor and Travis have more in common than their differences? No. I would have never guessed in a million years that these two would have dated each other. I'm just very surprised by their relationship. I just have to say it. As brands. But it makes sense because Taylor Swift is going to want to connect with the NFL one way or the other. And she has such an elevated perception of her presence. She's very self-aware. This makes sense for her. And it makes sense for him. You know, he's a household name. Let's see what happens in 2025. Let's see if he announces any plans for retirement. I don't know. I will see. But that's all we have for today's podcast. I'm going to watch this relationship throughout 2025. And if they drop any nuggets about a brand shift or a brand connection, aside from just the two of them being photographed together. Let's see. Thanks so much. And I will talk to you guys soon.